305 Radio, we are here at 305 Day, the 10th annual event for Miami, and I ran into one of my favorite people online, Jenny Lorenzo.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
And if you don't know Jenny, she plays a you have multiple personalities over here, but you play a lot of characters. My favorite is Abuela and La Tia and all that, super, all the Cuban family. I love it. It reminds me of home, right? And man, your career's flourished. You've done characters, you started doing voice work, and then now you're part of the Disney family.
Yeah.
You know, shit. And you're still in Miami, which is great. I thought you were somewhere probably in Cali or something.
Well, I do.
Oh. I stand corrected.
Whoopsie. No, it's funny because a lot of people think I still live here. But I just made 8 years in LA. But I have a whole closet in my house dedicated to props and costumes and de todo, hasta Serrano's bags.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I am intense, like, because the specificity and the authenticity of it all is super key. So every time I film at my house, I, like, take shit down.
Wow,
I decorate. Yeah, so people think, oh, she has to still be in Miami.
I would have thought you were in Miami the whole way through.
Right.
Damn, that is dope.
Yes.
That is really dope. So, how'd you start? What were your humble beginnings?
Bueno. Like, where do I start? Like, kindergarten, just kidding.
Yeah.
Man, I've loved acting since I was a little kid. I love playing different characters.
Yes.
So, I looked up to, you know, Mad TV, SNL, Lucille Ball. Like, anybody who did what I do now, I would watch and I would study and I would admire. Pero I never thought that I can get to this point, to be honest. Like, you know, you come from a family of immigrants, de Cuba, low middle class family. My parents did everything that they could to get me and my sister, like, a good education and everything, but they never had the extra funds to put me in, like, a theater camp. Or thankfully, the schools that I went to had a really big focus on language arts. So from a very young age, I was taught how to act and do all that stuff.
Okay.
So then I went to theater school in Miami-Dade College.
Okay.
And then I went to film school at the University of Miami.
Okay.
And the reason why I chose film school after that is because I don't just like acting. Mm-hmm. I felt that I needed more control of things.
So you're a control freak.
Yes. Awesome. I'm type A, control freak. And I feel like just being an actor for me personally is a little boring, and I'm like, I like to write and direct. I love editing. I edit all my own videos.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
I still to this day edit all my own videos because that's really what I love it. I love it so much, editing.
So you're a creative to the core.
Yes.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
So you started, what were the first things that you started off with that got you, you know, I came across you on social media.
Yes.
Doing La Abuela.
Uh-huh.
Did you do anything before that, or was that your first main character?
Around 2011, I went to my very first, I was still living in Miami, and I went to my very first San Diego Comic Con.
Okay.
Because I'm a nerd. And
amen.
Amen. And I bumped into this guy, my friend Rich Cassidy, and we created a YouTube channel together. It had nothing to do with what I do today.
Okay.
It was like nerd shit, like nice. Video games, comic books, reviewing, you know, Marvel movies.
Okay.
Very different.
This sounds like a whole different world from
it
what you're doing now.
It was a very different world. But when I was at UM, for example, I would always make sketches about my culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? I want to start doing stuff like that on this channel. Which was interesting because that channel was like a predominantly white male audience. And that's where I started doing Abuela videos. Super weird. Made no sense at all. But you can tell that I was like itching to do it. So by the time I moved to Los Angeles, I had all this work under my belt. I wasn't getting paid. I had like a small fan base.
Yeah.
But I was working at Univision as like a telenovela promo editor.
Oh, wow.
And I was working for Nesquik as the bunny.
Shut up. You were the bunny?
I was the bunny. So at some point, if you came across a Nesquik bunny from like 2013.
It was probably
2015,
you.
It was probably me or my husband. And so I got in BuzzFeed immediately the moment I got over there because they saw all the work that I put into the internet already. From there, what happened was I looked around and I'm like, there's no Latino content at BuzzFeed. So eventually, me and my friends co-found Pero Like, which is still around today. And that's when I really found, like, this is my, for real, this is my true calling, is to do Latino-centered comedy and tell Latino-centered stories.
Okay.
That's been my focus ever since.
Awesome. And
yeah.
I mean, you base your characters on family?
Yes.
Or is it friends?
Mix, for sure. It's not all family. Because believe it or not, I have a very small family for being Cuban. I only have two uncles.
Wow, yeah, that's... Okay, I see that.
And, you have four cousins.
That's not normal.
No, it's not. And so, I had, like... I've just always been observant of the people around me. Obviously, the Cuban abuela is based on my maternal abuela. There's aspects of some characters. But, like, for instance, like... My peluquera character, Marucci, she's based on a culmination of a couple of peluqueras I had in Miami.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're not all based on, like, one specific person. It's kind of just, like, taking note of certain personalities and, like, melding it together. And some of it involves my own personality. So there's a little bit of me in each of those characters,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, there has to be.
Of course. Yeah.
So how'd you do... So you took the jump from there to actually getting into the big leagues with... doing voiceovers for bigger companies.
Yes.
And how'd that work out? Like, how's the transition to go from Miami all of a sudden?
Oh my God! Man, it's crazy. Because, like, again, I never thought this could be possible for someone like me. I was like, it's never going to happen. For example, when I first started college, I was a graphic design major. Because I didn't believe in myself. I didn't think I could make it as an actor or work in entertainment. I was like, I'm screwed. I don't have money. Que voy a hacer? Let me try to do something that's going to really pay the bills.
Wow.
But I fell back into theater. I fell in love with it again. I was like, I can't leave it. I just love this too much. But with the voice acting stuff, that came about as well because of my videos.
Amazing.
Pretty much everything that I've been able to attain that's outside of the internet realm, like, you know, working with Disney and, like, the voice acting has been because of the videos, though.
Amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah. It helped put me on the map.
Pretty much, because you're on the map.
But let me tell you, like, I did it too because I always felt like I wasn't Latina enough for Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like, when I would audition in Miami, I wasn't the sexy Latina type. I didn't look like J-Lo or Sofia Vergara. Like, that's what they wanted. They wanted these very specific women. To sell Colgate, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm like this short, awkward, flaca, like I don't fit the mold.
Yeah.
And because I know people are gonna think she's just some awkward white girl, I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to show them, like I just have to do it myself because no one else is gonna give me that chance.
Shoot, and what do you have, do you have anything coming up? Anything you're working on currently and coming up?
Yeah, so I play an abuela character on Disney Plus's animated series, Hamster and Gretel.
Awesome.
So you can catch me there. I'm also on Jellystone, which is on HBO Max. And there's like a couple stuff coming up in animation. My big goal is to sell a show. That's like really what me and my producing partner, Kevin Bosch, are working towards.
Okay.
Kevin's also a Miami local.
Nice.
Colombiano, Venezolano. And
shout out Kevin.
Yeah, shout out to Primo Kevin. He's in all of my videos. And so the both of us are constantly working towards the big picture stuff. But I never want to leave my online family. The freedom of being able to say whatever I want and represent Latinos and Cubans from Miami the way it is, it's hard to do that in traditional media because there's so many other people involved.
Yes.
And they'll tell you, don't do that or take that out. On the internet, you can do whatever you want.
You're an independent. Yes.
And I think that's why I feel a lot of communities of color and stuff tend to watch more content creators online because, again, we don't have anybody telling us what we can and cannot do. So we're more authentic than some stories that are told on television.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Now, I know you got to go. So any advice for anyone that was in the situation of you trying to be a graphic designer, like, coño, cojones, what the fuck am I going to do now?
Yeah, it's fear is never going to go away. You're always going to be scared. You're always going to have imposter syndrome. You got to just acknowledge it and move past it. It's going to be there in the background. But I've seen those two things stop people from really pursuing their goals and their dreams. And the way I see it is, you might not succeed. Life might take you in a slightly different direction, or you're like, oh shit, okay, this isn't bad either. I'm really happy here. But you gotta at least try, because my biggest fear is being in my 60s or 70s and going, man, I should have at least tried. Because even if you try and you fail, for example, you at least know you tried and you gave it your all. And that still is like more settling on your soul than thinking what if. Yes. And that's what drives me a lot of the time.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Jenny. I appreciate your time.
What's going on, Miami? I'm Chris Different from the only in Dade.
That is what's up, man. How long you been doing this?
I've been doing social media and content for about probably like 2 years now. I used to be in the Navy, and then when I came back to Miami, I got into the social media space.
Okay, so you're a naval man?
Yeah, yep.
That's what's up.
Veteran.
Okay, all right. The man is a vet. Thank you for serving our country, sir.
Appreciate you.
All right. So you've been working with Only in Day for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about 305 Day.
305 Day is just a great celebration for the city. You know, just putting on for Miami, and 305 represents us. It's a big number. It's more than just an area code. So it's just a great celebration for everybody to get together, have a good time, and just celebrate the beautiful city that we have and we get blessed to live in every day.
That's what's up. You from Miami?
Originally, yes. I was born in Broward. However, I was always in Miami as well. My parents are split, so I was raised in Broward and Miami, so I kind of got the best of both worlds.
So you're a Miami guy either way.
Exactly. I claim both.
That's what's up. So when you see an event like this, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Just being grateful, to be honest. Like, when there's an event like this and you can bring out everybody to have a good time and experience this together, you know what I mean? It's bigger than just like what you go through in your daily life. It's something that we could all come together and celebrate and just experience.
Absolutely, bro. I agree. And do you do anything aside from content creation? Are you dabble in music?
I'm a film student, so I dabble into the film scene. I want to act and direct later on in life. So right now I'm just a student in school, doing social media, learning everything that I could put, you know, to my advantage, and just all of those things.
That is dope, man.
Yeah.
So if you had to put out a movie now, what would it more resemble like?
For some reason, I don't know why, I just want to make a horror movie, because I feel like horror movies aren't as good as they could be. Mm-hmm. I feel like there could be a better horror movie, so I feel like I would make that, or just like a world-ending movie. I like those movies.
Apocalypse movies.
I love those type of movies.
That is what's up. Yo, so you got anything you're working on now, or anything that's coming up?
I'm always working on my personal brand, Chris Different, all platforms, TikTok, YouTube, everything, and just helping Only in Great grow further and further. Just everything Only in Date and everything Chris Different, really.
That is what's up, man. Yo, a million thanks for coming out, man. You have any shout-outs?
Nah, just shout-out to the whole city of Miami, man. Shout-out to everybody trying to grind, get what they got to get done, you know what I mean? Just stay motivated, stay true, and stay consistent.
All right, bet. Thank you, bro. Yo, I'm here at 305 Day, the 10th annual 305 Day.
Yeah.
And I'm here with DJ F.
Yeah, with that good energy, man. 305 Magazine is the family, man. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. I'm so happy to run into you, bro. I know that, yo, you're a Miami legend in your own.
Oh, man,
and
I appreciate that.
I love seeing you. Every time I bump into you, bro, I got to say what's up.
I appreciate that.
How you been, man?
I've been blessed. Beautiful family with me. We out here celebrating 305 Day, man. And, man, I promise you, man, I'm telling you, the energy out here is crazy.
That's the thing about this energy, bro. So when you think about 305 Day, what's the first thing that comes to mind, man?
Man, just different areas of Miami, whether it's Kendall, Hialeah, you know what I mean, Opa-locka, Wynwood, Alapata, just all the areas and the different culture that comes with it, you know what I mean? Whether you're Latin, Haitian, Jamaican, just a culture in all, man. Everybody loves 305. Everybody loves our city. They come to our city. They come hang out, and they go back home like, damn, man. They nearly want to move out here, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Big facts. Yo, and I know that you're heavy on your IG profile for doing your interviews with artists. Now, Do you see yourself doing better in your own lane, like doing, making these things happen for your on your own, versus trying to, you know, pivot off another company or something like that?
Always on my own. I tell myself every January 1st, I just tell myself, what am I gonna do different? What am I gonna do new? And, you know, nobody could do what I do in my own style. So, you know, for me to come out the pandemic and create my own show on social media Monday to Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern, on my gram especially, like, no other DJ's really doing that, you know what I mean? Yeah. A mix show on Instagram, nobody's
doing
that.
That's why I bring it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's not something that's sustainable in a sense where not enough, that there aren't many people doing it in that format,
right,
that are consistent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And now, you know, your boy's rocking the Sirius XM with LL Cool J on Shade 45. I mean, on Sirius Rock XM. Rock the Bells, yep.
Man, that's what's up. Yeah. When are you on?
Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, and it plays again at 1 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
What's up, my man?
All
you
right.
good? All day.
All right. That's what's up, man. Yeah. And Epps, what you got? Yeah, well, before I ask you what you got going, and where you going and what's coming up, what's your IG? So anyone that wants to catch your show, they can.
At DJ Epps, at DJ EPPS. Catch me on there, and trust me, man, just follow my lead, man. I let God take me where I need to go, you know what I mean? Yeah. I can never say what's next. Only thing I can say is just save money, be humble, and push to the limit. Like, you know what I mean? God is gonna take me where I need to go.
And would you say the same as advice for anyone that's coming up as an entrepreneur? Yep. In any way?
Yep, and I'll add on, don't quit. Do not quit. Like, keep going, full throttle.
All right. And what do you got going right now, and what do you got coming up?
Shoot, man, you know, like I said, man, we getting ready to bring the Sirius XM to Miami, Florida, on South Beach. So the broadcast system is going to be here in Miami on Collins Ave. So, yeah, that's going to be great. More DJ Epps shows. Man, like I said, I let God take off the course, man.
That is dope, man. I love that, bro. I mean, so when next time gets to Miami, let me know.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I got you. 305 Magazine all day.
That is what's up, man. And just so everyone, you know, we're all on the same page, give me any shout-outs, anyone or anything that you're doing, that you're working on, that you want to plug.
Man, DJ Epps and Friends, Monday to Friday at DJ Epps, 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget Rock the Bell, Sirius XM Channel 43, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern and 1 o'clock in the morning. And DJ Epps is coming to your town and shutting it down very soon. Get ready.
That is what's up. Thank you so much, bro.
My brother.
I appreciate you, man.
That's family right there.
There you go, bro.
Yeah.